Hi, I'm Christy Gonzalez, and today I'm going to show you a quick demo of Storage Explorer. For our first release back in November, we supported blobs and blobs containers. For this latest update, we're excited to share that we now support features for tables and for queues. So I'm going to jump right in and show you a few of those cool new features. So as you can see in here, I have already logged into Storage Explorer, and so it's loaded some of the storage accounts that I have access to. But let's say that there's something wrong with a live application that we already have in production, and we're trying to figure out what went wrong with this application in the last 24 hours. But I don't have access to that storage account or any of the tables that are in that storage account. So one of my coworkers has decided to share a shared access signature URI with me. And what I can now do with this is that I can go in here and say that I want to connect to that table using the shared access signature. And when I paste it in here and I expand this node, you can see that I now have access to this diagnostics table that has information that I can use to figure out what's wrong in our production application. So if I double click on that, that'll open up the table with pretty much the same information that you would see on the actual table. Now, I'm trying to find out what went wrong in the last 24 hours. So the first thing I need to do is find those entities that were logged in that time period. And so I can write a query to do just that. But if I go in here, I can manually enter that query in here in OData if I know it. Or I can simply use this add query button that has preloaded queries and query snippets that I can easily plug into that text box. So as you can see here, I have the ability to query by timestamp. And I can select, hey, show me the entities that you have available for the last 24 hours. So when I click on that, that'll automatically input that query into that text box. And I can modify it. It doesn't automatically execute it, so I can modify this query to add any additional things that I want to query by. But in this case, this is exactly what I'm looking for. So when I hit enter, that's going to go and look to that live table and then return any entities that match this query for things that were logged in the last 24 hours. And as you can see in here, these are the entities that match this query. Now, after I do this, there's other cool things that I can do with tables. Say, for example, if I wanted to take a closer look at the information that I have in this table or share it with somebody without necessarily giving them access to the table, I can export this table to CSV. And I can choose to save this on my machine. And I'm going to go right ahead and do that. And you can see that the progress is displayed on the activity log. Other things that I could do, I could import this. I could import values from CSV if this were a test table and I already had test values in a CSV file that I wanted to import. And of course, I have basic CRUD operations, like I can edit existing entities or add new ones or delete them. So let's say that thanks to this, I'm able to resolve the issue with the production side. And now I'm starting a new application. And I want to use queues in this application. So I can get started with that. I can say that I already have this account, so I want to create a new queue. So I say that this is my test queue. And that automatically creates the queue up on the storage account. So if I go in here, obviously there's no data in this table, but I can go and add test messages to this queue, and it automatically shows. I can choose whatever length of time that I want. So I can say for it to expire in 7 seconds. I can also dequeue messages, and this will dequeue the first message in the queue. So when I click on yes, this will refresh the table, and now it's empty because the other message was set to expire in 7 seconds. But I can do this repeatedly, and this is a very easy way for me to test my queue and make sure that I have the messages to test my application. Now, the last thing that I want to show that we did for this update is that we now support the creation of SAS URIs at the storage account level. So if I right click on a storage account, I can say get shared access signature, and this allows me to configure the settings for a SaaS URI that I can create for my storage account. And then this is something that I can give to my coworkers, my colleagues, so that they can access either in all the contents of my blobs, queues, and tables, or just a subset of those. And then on top of that, once I create the shared access signature, I can go into this tree view over here, and I also have the ability to attach a storage account using SaaS, and I can connect to any storage account much in the same way that you can connect to any blobs, queues, and tables as I showed earlier in this demo. So these are the new features that we shipped with our latest update of Storage Explorer. We'll hope you like them. Thank you.